episode 116 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. Today, we are covering the last story of the October-November Batman number 25 issue. It's the fourth story and the last story in this one. It was written by Bill Finger and penciled by Jack Burnley, inked by Jerry Robinson, and lettered by George Russo. It is called The Kilowatt Cowboy. We're going into... We already did the cover, so we're going into the non-canon splash page. And I believe, Lumpy, it is your turn.
We have Batman and Robin riding horses on the high wires.
Kilowatt Cowboys.
Yeah. And there's a guy climbing up the scaffolding, I guess. I don't know what you'd call those things. The big metal...
Electrical tall towers?
Tower. Okay. There's an all-blue background, and Batman and Robin are on brown horses. There's, like, electric sparking up off of the horse's hooves?
Yeah, they're horse.
Okay.
This is another one that looks... It actually looks good, but it's still just a plain background.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, blue. It's all blue drawn sky. Good, but it's, like, nothing.
But it because of the color that they chose, it just looks like blue sky all the way out, and it makes it look good. But it's still lazy, because it's just, like... Little lines and blue in the front there.
Yeah, and they made the horse's mane and tail both look like lightning.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It doesn't really even make sense. I get it, what they were going for, Kilowatt Cowboys, but it just, it makes no sense.
They're really taking the non-canon part of this, literally, at this point.
Yeah.
And they got this stupid paragraph, 1,000 thing at the bottom that spoils the entire comic. Although, I don't really care to spoil this one. This one might as well be a PSA.
Well, and that's why I said we'll get into it from the last one. Like, this is basically a PSA. Like,
this is one of the worst PSAs, though, because, like... It's not, like, following anything that anyone cares about. Like, it's not following cops or anything. It's just, like, these are electrical workers doing these things, and let me throw a bunch of lingo at you that no one gives a crap about.
Nope.
These are unsung heroes, these guys are.
Do you remember the last one we got of this? The oil one where they threw all the oil terms at us? No one cares about
No one gives a shit about that.
I'm reading Batman. I don't care about your stupid electrical grid. Anyway. So we open up with Batman and Robin swinging through the sky, because the bat signal is there, and they go to Commissioner Gordon's office, and Commissioner Gordon introduces them to a representative of the Rocky Dam Light and Power Company. They are erecting new power lines in the territory, and someone is stealing their copper wire, so they want Batman to investigate.
What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
I'm like, I didn't know what happened. I thought we lost him for a second.
No, I didn't know. I thought we crashed.
I'm like, I'm trying to figure out where this dam is.
Rocky Dam.
It doesn't feel like it's in Gotham. So, if it's not in Gotham, this guy come from out of state to the commissioner's office just to hire Batman?
And the commissioner's lending him out now to other states?
Yeah, don't they have their own cops?
I don't know. Let's find out where... Is it called Rocky Dam? It says there it is, Rocky Dam.
Rocky Dam Light and Power Company. I don't know if that's a real dam. And if it is in Gotham, why does Gotham need a dam? Does Gotham have every kind of landmark?
Yeah, well, we gotta have... There's a Rocky Reach Dam.
Yeah, that's the only one I see, and that's in Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they sent Batman out of state.
I mean, they never mentioned a dam before in Gotham.
So, did you guys ever hear the one of the theories that Batman is an insane person and that that everyone's putting on a show just so he can be Batman?
Yeah, like the Truman Show almost.
Yeah, almost like that. So, is it possible that they're sending them out of state so they can, like, free all the bad guys so they can restart everything? So they do this every month.
I looked through the synopsis and it just says locations Gotham City.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Batman goes to the electrical station, I guess? I don't know. Are they just in the middle of the desert?
Job site? Yeah.
Power plant?
They're not even at the plant. Like, they're where the wires are. So it's like, maybe, but they're running new lines. So, like, it could be anywhere.
Right.
Whatever the case is, Batman's learning about... the electrical lines, and thus we have to learn about it. And then they go on, and they see two guys fighting each other, and Batman's like, is that okay? And he's like, yeah, they do it all the time. They have their own little private war. But Batman has to be a busybody, and, like that guy says, a busybody, and steps in between them and separates them. And then there's a little scuffle where one guy jumps at Batman, he ducks and hits the other guy with a palm, and then punches another guy, and then he beats them both up and says, calm down, you two. And then he asks, what's this about? And then he's like, he tried to hit me with a wrench. And then the other guy says,
I dropped it.
And then the guy who hired Batman goes into the backstory of these two characters that we'll never see again, that I don't know why we need.
Because we gotta learn about electricians.
Anyway, these two kids, one of them was rich, one of them was not, was poor, and when they were kids, they got into a fight, and they were, like, rivals, and then they went to high school together, or college, I'm not sure which, and they played football together, or on opposite teams, I don't remember.
No, they were on the same team, one was the quarterback, the other one was the blocker, and the quarterback always took all the fame, and the kid who was the blocker was like, well, where would you be if I didn't block for you, and blah, 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 so they've always been rivals.
Always been rivals, and now they work at the same place.
Together.
Yes, because the rich kid his parents lost all their money, so now he has to work for a living, too.
And the other kid got hurt, and he used to be a lineman, and he got hurt, so now he just stays on the ground while the other one goes up, and they work together.
And the story is about these two. They're at the forefront. The mystery takes a backseat. Batman takes a backseat. It's stupid.
It really is. Yes. It's a story about these two guys. I didn't hate the story, but Batman's just a side character.
Anyway, Batman says he'll investigate, and then we get a bunch of panels of Robin. I don't know why they're letting a 10-year-old kid work with dangerous equipment, but whatever. He's helping.
And they're breaking his balls, too.
Yeah, and they're breaking his balls, too. Confusing him and stuff like that. Yeah. They send him to go get something, and he goes, and he's like, and the guy laughs at him, ha ha ha, because that's not a thing, and
blinker fluid, you know, same thing.
Yeah, whatever. And Robin overhears that one of the guys is, I don't know, he thinks one of the guys is a bad guy, essentially.
Because
somebody talking to somebody named Alec, and it happens to be the same name of one of those two guys that were in that other story.
Right. And then there is an explosion somewhere, and then some guy gets attacked in the back, gets attacked with a gun, steal copper wire, and the Batman accuses Alec, and Alec's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's
because Robin heard it.
And he's like, I'm no hijacker. And said Batman's like, I heard the name Alec, but apparently all linemen are called Alec. That's very confusing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an acronym of some sort or.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
That is a stupid acronym if it is. Whatever. Batman's like, okay, so you're not behind it, so we're gonna have to go find him, and then so they go, I guess they are in the desert, because the Batmobile is driving through the desert. I hope he's got gas.
And the sun, and there's no road there.
That's my boy, he's just driving through the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Anyway, they've been hijacking copper wires in this truck, and they're hiding. These bad guys put way too much thought into this plan, I'm gonna say. Because they managed to get giant mirrors and put it on either side of the truck so it reflects nothing but desert. So no one can see it. So it's eventually invisible.
I wonder if that will work. I mean, I guess if it's just reflecting on the desert, I guess it would.
Yeah, it will work as long as you don't look at it from the back or the front.
Yeah, you gotta drive sideways. Anytime you see somebody, you gotta turn sideways real fast.
Well, they don't drive with it like that. They just, when they park it.
Oh, that's where they park it? Okay.
Yeah, they park it. Put up the things there.
So yeah. They drive in it. I see it.
I missed it, but they must have kidnapped Robin, because now he's tied up, too. And Robin realizes their plan, so he crashes into the mirror. That's pretty, either really shitty glass, but it looks thick, so Robin must have some thick shoulders.
Yeah, well, we know it. Maybe he got a little water on him. That makes him have more strength.
Yeah, he's the boy wonder.
Yeah.
Anyway, he breaks the mirror, and then he gets kicked in the face, and then they put him in, like, a hole. I don't know where this is. It's, like, in the middle of a hill.
But the hole, there's a door on the outside of it or something. I don't know what's going on there either.
I don't know, but all I know is there's a giant hole in this for a window that Robin can see the Batmobile.
Perfect circle hole that they shoved him into.
And Batman shows up with the two linemen, and he kicks one of the gunmen in the face, and then another guy tries to shoot him, but he ducks and then uppercuts him. And then Batman pushes a giant copper spool of copper wire into another guy, and then he frees Robin off screen, and he's like, "You're gonna tell me who supplies you, or whatever." The Sandstorm for reasons now, because
I'll be honest, I pretty much gave up on this right around this point.
This is stupid. The convenient
Sandstorm? Yeah, it got a little weird.
And the hole in the side of the hill that they shoved Robin in, but he could see right out of it. Like, it just, the whole thing was very weird here.
Yeah, and then the Sandstorm happens, and for some reason they gotta climb the tower. I guess the wires are falling or whatever, or...
Or does one... No, the guy goes up, right?
Yeah, one of the bad guys runs up there.
That's the bad guy. I thought that was one of the
other
guys.
Anyway, the other guy chases him up.
The guy that's afraid of heights?
No, the other one.
Oh, the other lineman. One chases up because he gets hit with a wrench.
Right.
And then falls onto a pole that's sticking out from the tower that wasn't there in one of the previous panels.
Right.
And then the bad guy gets electrocuted and falls to his death. I guess
because
that guy gets a kill count.
There's a loose wire just flipping around in the wind, apparently, in the Sandstorm, too. That's where that guy got electrocuted from.
Oh, so Death gets another kill count then.
Yeah, yeah.
He just decided this bad guy was going to die here. It's like they don't even stop killing people. They're just stop having Batman kill people. But
they're making it like natural causes now. That's what they're doing.
They're still killing them in gruesome ways.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy that's afraid of heights is like, I can't let my friend fall or my rival fall, so he's going to go up in there and save him. And Batman also goes up too, and he's attached to a crane or something? I don't know.
Batman, they're up there, and they kind of get stuck, and then Batman goes over with a crane hook and swings over and gets him off the pole.
Yeah, so Batman saves them, and then they're like, thanks, Batman, and then the two guys make up and say, hey, we're actually friends, we're not actually rivals, because that's the moral of the story, I guess. Whatever, yeah. And then the next day, the Batmobile speeds off towards home, and
Batman's breaking Robin's balls about the guys
You're breaking fun the of balls them. That for, you know, putting them through, making them do manual labor that he's not even paid to do as a child.
And it's not trained for. And it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. Yeah. So
garbage. That one was absolute garbage.
And for once, I agree with you. One bothered me.
It wasn't great, but I was still okay with it by the end of this one. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's been a while since I read a comic and I thought it was pretty good. You know, I thought the book as a whole was decent.
As a whole, I'm okay with it, but the last story was just like, this is basically a PSA. The kid figures out to save his buddy, who's not really his buddy. He kind of gains his ability to climb again. And
we see them patch things up. I think we should follow those guys for a while, but too bad. They're single appearances, Alex and Jeff.
Never see them again.
Yeah, so we get a whole story of them for no reason.
No reason. We had feature characters, Batman and Robin, supporting characters. The feature characters were not Batman and Robin. The feature characters were Alec and Jack, to be honest with you.
Yes.
And then I would say Batman and Robin were supporting characters. And then we got Mr. Crane. They were all single appearances. Then antagonist, it says Matty Coyle, single appearance, dies. And then Joe was a single appearance. Apparently we got a Commissioner Gordon cameo, which I don't really remember. When he sends him
away. Just in the beginning when he sends him away.
And it says, locations, Gotham City. So apparently that's the Rocky Dam in Gotham City. Bat signal, bat rope, and utility belt, and the Batmobile.
I did not like that one at all.
No.
Anyway. Are we done? Is that it? Do you have anything to say about that stupid comic?
Yeah, it was definitely the worst one of all of them. But
definitely. 100%. Yeah. And it started out really good, and then it kind of gradually got
We've had that worse. Happen a lot, where it seems like they don't know where to go from here, and they just kind of
Exactly. Start putting more than one villain in the story. I mean, there was two in this, obviously, but it was still in one story. Maybe it's just stick to the guys that they have and start making more stories with the villains they've already established.
But they really only have what?
They do, I guess. But
four villains right now.
When's the last time we seen Catwoman?
We only seen the Riddler once, right?
We haven't seen Riddler at all.
Oh, I thought we had him one time.
No, we had Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Yeah, we did That's see it Scarecrow. It was Scarecrow.
Wait, because we have Penguin, Joker, Scarecrow, Catwoman. We have
that Doctor.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We have the What's Doctor. Doctor Crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the Cavalier, too.
Oh, yeah, the Cavalier showed up a couple times.
That's who we have right now.
Okay.
But that's still seven.
Yeah, I guess.
That's seven, and we haven't seen... Literally, I don't think we've seen Catwoman in, like, 15 issues.
No,
if they just saved them for the Batman issue, that probably would be okay. And in the Detective Comics, they could do these small ones, but... Yeah.
Like, the last time we saw Catwoman, she got molested by Alfred.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But, yeah. That's that for this episode, right? We got anything else?
I just opened my water bill and my electric bill at the same time. I was shocked. Well, I was shocked.
Wow, that was the joke?
That was the joke.
That, you can use that as a statement if you really wanted to.
I was shocked. All right, so I can't afford to pay my electric anymore. These are some dark times. How about that? Is that better?
I wanted to get at least two in there because you've been averaging two after you said you were doing none for this whole thing. So, I wanted the second one in there just to show how much you were so going to do this.
Yeah, it didn't work out that well, so...
Okay, I guess we're done.
Yeah, I guess. Bye. So. Later.